Part 4, starting now. The chairman said, "We found that many growth stocks in the United States did not suffer, or at least suffered little, compared with the average fall on the stock market. This was one of the reasons which explained the rise in the value of our shares. We should add, however, that we deliberately limited our American interests, which are now only 20% of our total portfolio." The revaluation of the Deutschmark made a large contribution to this improvement in the shares. We had prepared for it by putting some tens of millions of florins into more German shares. The devaluation of the French franc, on the other hand, fortunately did not harm us. The rise in the Paris Bourse more than offset the depreciation in the value of the French franc. Japan has again proved an exceptionally profitable area for investment, but the prices of some Japanese growth stocks now suggest caution. There have, of course, been some markets where conditions have not been so favorable. The Dutch and Canadian parts of the portfolio have not done well. For the time being, we think it wise to remain amply liquid. At the start of this year, we have a larger amount of liquid assets at our disposal than ever before, but as a percentage of net assets, this is still less than the 16.6% at the beginning of the financial year. Our shares were in demand during the whole of the 6 months under review, and this made it necessary to issue a total of 664,207 new shares. End of lesson 2.